Fuck this.
This is a sad day for Baltimore, for our community, when the police are barricaded for their protection. It's a sad day that, as a community, where our trust is supposed to be in our officers, we've lost it. We've lost that trust because of the violence and the crossing of a line that a police officer takes the oath to uphold.
Did they hear that? Was it streaming?
It's a sad day that we're divided this way when we're supposed to be together.
Get out in your community.
As a family, as a community, we're supposed to be able to trust you.
It's a color.
We're supposed to be able to look at the police officers and have hope and know that they're going to help us when we're in need. Yeah, there's good cops out there, but it's the bad cops that made it bad for the good cops. So now everybody has to suffer. So even those cops that are standing out there that just there to do their job and want to do a job, look what's happening. Take a good hard look right now.
Don't shoot, hands up, don't shoot, hands up, don't shoot.
Job got twisted for those who don't think. As a parent, I have to tell my sons to look out for the police officer because their life may be in danger if they get stopped. Community policing? Is this what community policing supposed to look like? Take a good hard look. Your officers are standing behind a barricade. How do you fix this? If we got a problem in our community, can we call the police or do we fear calling the police? And right now, you hear people fear calling the police. Because to call the police means that there's going to be a problem for them. Or their loved one may be hurt or injured or killed. To the day when the police officer was walking the street and he knew everybody in the neighborhood. Well, that's lost here in Baltimore.
Y'all fucking up as many lives as y'all can for no reason. In other words,
the police.
Yeah, look what he said. The status quo, that's what I really want to talk about. Like, y'all lock people up for nothing. just to make a number.
No problem.
You feel me?
Yeah, like it's nothing.
Like, come on now, man.
Our lives matter too. We might not come from no prominent families. We might not got a whole bunch of money. We might not even got no family.
Right, but we people, fuck you talking about, man.
Our lives matter just as much as y'all's. Y'all chase us, beat us up, and we no drugs or
things.
Like, y'all do whatever y'all want to. Y'all pull up.
Y'all not even from Baltimore.
Y'all pull up on the curb. How about whip niggas' ass? Check them. They all under they nuts, all in they crack. Don't find nothing.
Just
tail lock them up for trespassing. You feel me? Come on now, man. Come on now. Half of y'all belong to the KKK or some shit. You feel me?
Talking about
right here. No justice, no peace.
Personally, I understand. So, but this, you know, I'm interrupting everybody else's time.
I'm telling you, there are probably more violent people than us down here. And to save yourself, I would get back in the car.
Wait, is that a threat?
That sounded like a threat.
You think there's more violent people around here?
I'm trying to help you out. I'm not going to be violent with my child right there. But I'm going to let my child know right is right and wrong.
We got to let one call go through because this person needs their medication.
Where was Freddie Gray's special attention?
We need his medicine.
That's right.
We need help.
That's right.
Can you give us one lane?
And hear the truth and be brave enough to shut traffic down for all these victims. Be the brave one.
That's why
entertain what people's doing back there. Okay, we're not trying to harm nobody.
We out here for Freddie Gray. All night, all day.
you got people going to school, getting college degrees, and still can't come out and get a proper, you mean? Exactly. Unless they know somebody that knows somebody, you know?
That's crazy. Awesome.
It's always good to know somebody. Yeah, that's the only way these days, you feel me?
I say they got to learn the law. Like, you learn the law, educate yourself on the law, you'll be able to do something. But protesting, they just holding up traffic, really. America's still getting their job done.
Who says that he don't see anything that are charging the officers?
Peaceful march, you can march right here anywhere you want to go and get your message out. Okay? But man, I got you. Let's get back together because that stuff we had 15 minutes ago, man, we can't have that.
And we've been getting beat up all our life.
We've been getting
I've been getting beat up by knockers all my life.
Running in our houses.
You see the scars on my face. This hat is from a police. You see the scars and shit on my face, man.
I know.
But all I can say is, hopefully, if the system works, the just result will come out of the investigation. But it ain't out yet. You got another week or two before that's going to happen.
Why is it taking so long?
It always takes a long time.
You see it on camera. You see what happened. What is the investigation? He did. And he was in that.
You got the floor. We're trying to help. We are trying to help reduce the violence in Baltimore City and make it safer for everybody. It is a hard, hard game. Hard game. People get hurt who shoot it all the time. Citizens, police, family members, everybody. Okay, even somebody who may be doing something wrong that's petty ends up getting hurt beyond the scope that should ever happen.
So why don't
you
still get paid?
You ask me a question. Why do we have the helmets on? Because the information I got is up at Howard and Camden, they're throwing rocks and bottles through the air. I ain't going to be able to help nobody if I get knocked out. And I ain't worried about being knocked out. I've been knocked out on the street before. I have broken bones, my hand wired together, face busted up. on, bro. I've been here 30 years, man. I've been here since before y'all was born. If we didn't care, we wouldn't come out in the street every day.
You know, listen, if y'all care.
Yes, man, you got a message. You got a powerful message. You got people in the country listening to that message, right? Do you agree with that?
But
wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Okay, that message is powerful. People are listening to it. But you're going to lose them. I'm telling you. And here's what happened. I ain't saying y'all here did it. But you're going to lose them by busting windows out of gallery. Right? I didn't say y'all did it, but that happened. It just happened. It did just happen. I don't know who did it.
I don't support that.
Right, I know that. But we do, but then
some people feel like if it come to that, because we ain't going to get it, and we keep being ignored, and you keep getting killed.
You've got momentum that you're going to lose if you let it go. If you let it go that way,
so if we just keep coming out here and we protest and stop traffic like we're doing, that's fine, right? We can keep coming out here doing that. As long as we don't bust nothing, it don't hurt nobody, right? But then you got people being real racist and saying things that people get provoked. People get angry with that. Because some people coming out here saying stuff that they shouldn't say and doing stuff they shouldn't do.
How you going to pay attention to some ignorant
guy? Listen, I'm not. It ain't me. I'm here talking to you like a man.
That happened while we were standing here.
Good to be a fascist? You big fucks.
We need to keep looking. We need to keep looking.
Don't try to figure it out.
What?
Hey, bro. Don't try to figure it out. He was white. Nobody paid him a mind.
Wow. Shit. What the fuck? That's how you don't protest.
And she said she would play the message. If she did, I can't tell the difference. Some of the Democratic that were down there, I can't tell what they did their job because this shit is still happening. And it shouldn't be happening. We all have our rights. We have a right to go to the store. We have a right to go to work. We have a right to do what we want to do, as long as we're not breaking no law. And what happened to this kid Freddie, it should have never happened, because it happened to me one time. I was on the news. The police broke my arm. They broke my leg. They put me in the hospital on a critical list. And I still wound up getting probation before judgment. And I don't think it was fair. This got to stop. That's why I'm here. I don't care. I haven't ate nothing all day, but I'm not worried about that. I want justice. I didn't know this kid. I've been here since 10 o'clock this morning. I didn't know him, but he still was a brother of mine, because we are all of God's children. I don't care how you see it. We are all of God's children. And those cops that don't want to tell on those cops on what they did, I hope you die with guilt and shame, because it's going to eat you up inside. It's going to tear your guts out, and you're going to die from it.
See, this is the arrogance, and I hate to say that this is...
this is the arrogance. This is the arrogance of. And I am ashamed. One of these uppity, you know, yuppie fucking white people who think they fucking entitled to everything. She thinks she's fucking entitled, like, oh, a fucking man died with my dog and I need to fucking get across the street, so all of y'all need to fucking move.
Hey, what happened, man? What happened to Freddie? What happened, man?
He heard.
I've answered that question
so many times. I'm out. I can't answer that for you.
Do you know
what he's unpredictable right now. A little jumpy.
I lost my voice, so I'm my voice. I don't know.
We want the abuse to stop. Yeah, come on, bring your officers. Stand them down here because we're not a threat. All the things we ask that you talk to us before you open up your taser, before you open up your gun. The state troopers heard it. I said it down there. I'm sick of cowards. I'm sick of cowards with guns. And that's what a lot of you guys are. You're out of shape. You're afraid of the black face. And you're cowards. And we want you to communicate and be held accountable for your actions. We're sick of it. We're sick of the excuses. We're sick of the hiding. We're sick of the lighting parties that y'all have to make lies on paper. We're sick of it. Stop planting evidence on people the evidence shouldn't be planted on. Do your job. Be just in your job. We want the right thing to happen. This is for Freddie Gray. This is for Trayvon Martin. This is for Eric Garner. This is for the whole United States of America. We Baltimore are going to show you how we're going to do it right. We're going to peaceful protest. We're going to demand. We're going to make demands on y'all. And y'all going to fill in the demands. We're sick of paying y'all and y'all getting away with murder. We're paying y'all to murder our kids and we're sick of it. I refuse to walk another day afraid of the person that's supposed to protect me. That's abuse. That's mental abuse. And I'm sick and tired of y'all being afraid. No justice.
No peace.
No justice.
No peace.
No justice.
No peace.
No justice. No peace. No justice. No peace. No justice. No peace.
Hands up.
Don't shoot.
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 that the case, if we was to kill one of y'all, we'd go to jail fast and shit. Y'all fuck around, kill us before we can go to jail. But if y'all kill one of y'all, fuck y'all. I don't care.
Y'all some bitches.
Y'all some bitches.
Use a bitch.
Use a bitch. Y'all some bitches.
You know that,
man.
You some bitch. You know that. You know that. You some bitch. That
shit crazy. If I was to kill you right now, all these motherfuckers right there.
That's all we got.
But if
he's
to kill one of us,
you gotta kill
you
some
nigga.
She don't know it's 25. You gotta kill her.
Send them niggas to jail. Fuck is y'all talking? Y'all send one of us to jail fast as shit, but want someone of y'all to jail, man. Fuck y'all. Fuck y'all.
Fuck
all y'all.
Fuck all
y'all. Fuck all y'all. Fuck all y'all. Fuck all y'all. Fuck all y'all. Fuck
all y'all. So let me ask you this. So when it's, you know what? No trouble. Why would one of y'all do a murder? And every one of y'all standing around, why everyone not convicted? Because it's spiritual.
Keep the peace. Keep the peace.
Keep the peace. Keep the peace.
Keep the
peace.
Hey, police! Get y'all ass in the set! This is not the mission!
Come on, Black Lord! That's not the mission.
That's
me.
That's what they want.
Blowing me up.
Is anybody hurt? Does anybody? Is anybody?
No, we
ain't got a car. Do you need an ambulance, man?
We need that guy. We need him.
We got him on the
We can kill him with peace, yo. We gotta stand firm.
At some point, we need to. We need
that. I understand, but being violent is not the way. 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 We gotta do it peacefully. We gotta do it peacefully. Damn, yo. That's what they want us to do. They want us to be violent. That's what they want. We gotta do it with peace. Stand firm. Don't move.
Stand firm.
And mean what the fuck you say. That's it. No violence, yo. No violence, yo. No violence. We need to bring God back. God has left us. God has left us.
On some wrong
shit. We doing it the wrong way.
We is.
We doing it the wrong way. God is with us. No, we not doing the right way, brother. It ain't no fuck the police. It's about peace. We want y'all to respect us, to give y'all respect. Y'all got to respect us too. That's what we want. That's what we want, man. Everybody ain't ignorant, man. Everybody with the color skin ain't ignorant, man. I got a college education. I'm not ignorant. We're not ignorant. We just want peace.
Thank you.
Won't y'all come into the city and walk around and get to know each other? Get to know the people. Won't y'all do that? We'll respect y'all because y'all don't respect us.
Hey. Y'all won't even talk.
Expressing the culture.
Understood.
Right? So, like, one lady had a sign that said, sagging pants is not the problem.
Right. It's
you
know not. Like,
no.
It's not the problem. That's not
you know
the
what
problem.
Mean? The problem is the way they see us and the way they view us.
Okay.
You know, that's why they feel like they can take certain actions against us.
Right.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So, it is a system that has fostered this idea.
Right.
And they show
you know, so we are upset with that system.
In every way. Because tell me why MERE don't get played as much as Lil Wayne get played. Why does Lil Wayne get played a lot? Because he brings that foolishness. He puts that foolishness in our air. You see what I'm saying?